keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, welcome back to it. Of course, it is rivalry week. Michigan State, of course, last year, the miracle play on the last play of the game. Everything went right, and they walked out of the Big House with a big win. This year, they're hosting, but it's a tougher year so far for the Spartans. Our good friend George Blaha here has anchored Spartan football broadcast for something like four decades. George, welcome to the program.
Steve, glad to be on with you.
Man, you've been doing it for a long time, my friend, and it's also basketball season now, so you get to do the Pistons as well. But let's start with college football. Nothing bigger than Michigan State when it comes to this state. And the weather tomorrow looks like 65 degrees, cloudy skies, perfect fall day in East Lansing.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. I know the Michigan fans are pumped. They think they're finally going to turn the rivalry their way, and the Spartans have a great opportunity to put smiles back on some green and white faces.
So what do you think? I mean, it's been a tough few weeks here for the Spartans. What's it going to take for Coach D to get the team to rise up to meet this challenge?
Well, I think the guys have to understand how hard they're going to have to play because Michigan has been rolling. They have experienced guys. They start, I believe, 10 seniors on their defensive group. Their offensive line and their offensive group, senior-laden. So, you know, these guys have been in the weight room for 5 years in many cases. So the Spartans are going to have to be physically at their best, for starters. And second of all, mentally as well. You know, mistakes are going to cost you in a game like this.
Well, sure. It's been a year of adjustments for Coach D'Antoni. Of course, he had to make some adjustments at quarterback. I think that's probably the biggest, most notable change for the offense, wouldn't you say?
Well, when you lose Connor Cook, the winningest quarterback in program history, and there have been some spectacular, really, quarterbacks at Michigan State, including Kirk Cousins, for instance, who's now doing a heck of a job with the Redskins. You lose a guy who was an MVP of the Big Ten Championship game, MVP of the Rose Bowl. And he's been directing your offense as long as you can remember.
Sure.
All of a sudden, things are different. And you lose three offensive linemen of the NFL, three defensive linemen of the NFL. This was the year when the Spartans knew they were going to have to call on some new people to step into spots. And I think, realistically, they've gotten better. The offensive line, last week at least at Maryland, able to produce. They ran for 270 yards against the Terrapins, but running against the Terrapins and running against the Wolverines are two different things.
Well, no question. We're on the line with George Blaha, who's been – George, I can remember you on the radio, and I don't mean to date you like this, but when I was – you and I talked about this recently. When I was younger, my mother, a Michigan State graduate herself, and I was 8 or 9 years old and – listening to the football game on this very radio station, actually.
WJIM,
yeah,
sure.
And Levi Jackson goes wild, and my mother is screaming and jumping up and down and going, and we only live 15 minutes from the stadium and so forth, and she's just going crazy, and I'm like, wow, this must be a big deal. They beat Ohio State that day, as you well know, but, you know, these are memories, and I bring that to your attention because in this rivalry between Michigan and Michigan State, it seems that when Michigan's highly rated like this, Michigan State has done pretty well historically. Looking back over the series, when Michigan's ranked one or two or three, MSU has on occasion dialed them right in and clocked them.
Well, they beat them in 1990 when Michigan was number one. They've beaten a lot of teams under Mark D'Antonio that have been top 10 teams. I believe they're 7-2 against top 10 teams under Coach D recently, and. You know, it's an opportunity for kids. These kids have been playing football all their lives. And in this state, the guys who are from the state of Michigan have been playing against some of the guys that are playing for Michigan for years. They've seen them at all-star games. They've seen them at summer camps. Or they've actually seen them in high school matchups. So if you can't get ready for a game like this, then emotionally something's wrong with you. And I expect the Spartans to be rocking and rolling on Saturday at Spartan Stadium. But you have to understand something else. Michigan's tired of losing. This will be the fourth straight win for the Spartans if it happens. And, you know, the Wolverines are going to come out with just as much fire. You got to at least match their emotion.
Hungry football team. Now, you know, I've had people tell me I have, you know, emotional problems before, George, but not over football. But, you know, the other part of it, it's going to be a perfect fall day. So, you know, the tailgating is going to be nice. The whole spectacle of it. This is Big Ten football. This is the community because, you know, yeah, big rivalry. But at the end of the day, there's good food, good friends, families divided out there like my own because half of my family's, you know, Michigan people, half of family's Michigan State people. I mean, that's just the way this is.
Well, and the best thing that you can see at a tailgate is people from Michigan and people from Michigan State having civilized conversations with smiles on their faces. What you don't want to see, and sometimes you do, unfortunately, are some arguments and some people acting like they shouldn't because they get carried away with the rivalry. Especially,
well, yeah, it's still just
your
football
own family
game.
With your own friends. Come on, relax.
Yeah, it's still just football, boys. It might be the greatest game ever invented, and it is. It's college football. I get that, but all right, George. Before I let you go, I got about a minute here. Give me a quick preview of the Pistons for this season.
Well, the Pistons are going to be personnel-wise, and I think because they've been playing under Stan Van Gundy now, this is their third season, better than they have been, and they were a playoff team last year. However, they've got to play the first month or so without their point guard, Reggie Jackson, who was the best player in the NBA down the stretch last season as a closer. So they're not only going to miss him, but they're going to miss him when the game's on the line. So they're going to have to kind of tread water, in my opinion anyway, till Reggie comes back about December 1st.
Well, there you go. Try to break even until then. George Blaha, very much a pleasure, my friend, and I appreciate you taking the time. Enjoy your time in East Lansing tomorrow. May the best team win, I guess.
Thank you, Steve. I'll see you at Gilbert and Blake's one of these times again.
Absolutely. Gilbert and Blake's, where I met George. We talked right there in Oakland. Had a great time. You should stop in sometime as well. George, thank you very much.
You bet, Steve. Good being on with you.
All right. George Blaha, everybody. And, yeah, my good friend Mo over there at Gilbert and Blake's. Stop in. Tell him Steve sent you. You'll enjoy yourself there. A lot of Spartans hang around there quite a bit. And a Wolverine or two. Back in a moment.